Greetings, kindred witches, curious listeners, and new practitioners to the craft. Welcome to Atomic Witchcraft. Here, I share my experience as I build a modern-day, inclusive witchcraft practice rooted in nature's seasons, the celestial cycles, and the science of energy. Join me as we build a practice that learns from our past, is rooted in our present, and works towards building a better future, all while connecting deeply to the earth and sky around us. Let us begin a new era of witchcraft. This podcast is recorded on the homeland of the Duwamish people, and more broadly, the Coast Salish people, as well as many other indigenous tribes that make their home here in the Pacific Northwest, past, present, and future. As a spiritual being and steward of this land that I call home, I feel honored with the responsibility of caring for this piece of our planet. The Atomic Witchcraft team participates in Real Rent Duwamish as a way to compensate for the land that was stolen through violence and broken land treaties. I encourage you to look into and participate in Real Rent programs that support indigenous communities in your area. Please take a moment to join me in honoring the original stewards of the land on which you are residing, and a moment of gratitude for the earth itself and the bounty it provides. Please join me in words that work for you. To the ancestors that hold this ground, and for those spirits yet to come, may you fill me with guidance as I learn my place as a steward of this land and its creatures. In the gift of this role, I hold gratitude for all that surrounds me, for the water which cleanses me, for the earth's fruit which nourishes me, for the air that breathes life, for the fire that warms as it burns, and for the divine cosmos within. I am a child of the universe, at one with the trees and the stars. May the tides of the moon fill me with silver and the sunbeams tint me in gold. From light to dark, from birth to death, spring to winter, new moon to full, and back again. It is a beautiful world, one worth protecting. This I will, as within, so without, as above, so below, as I am, so mote it be. Good moon, witches, and welcome to our first Sunday Haven around our virtual atomic hearth. I'd like to begin by taking a moment to observe our skies and consider the energies at play in our magics. The sun and moon rule our skies, and with it, our lunar tides and solar seasons. Today, we all sit together under darker night skies, having just passed the new moon. A sliver of a moon peeking through, the lunar energy is one of gentle dreaming and growth. It is the moment between sleep and awake, the moment we begin to stretch our limbs and seedlings take stem, slowly making aim towards the surface. In the southern hemisphere, they are approaching the spring equinox. This new moon is one of dreaming seeds and intents. Days are longer. It is a time of the coming growth and seasons. Asking, what magics will you study? What will you plant and cultivate in your life this year? New moons are a great place to let your mind wander and dream of the potential. It's not quite time to plant those seeds. New moons ask that we rest and dream. But over the coming weeks, you might start those seeds, quote unquote, indoors, so to speak, offering them a gentle, dark place to take root. Think journals, dream books, notes on napkins. Sunrise energy will be especially potent during this time, during spring. The equinox awaits, and with it, the sun and heat needed for that seed to flourish. Now, here in the northern hemisphere, obviously very different, we are sitting comfortably on the last days of summer, the hints of autumn churning. Here it is a time of harvest, gratitude, and lazy summer rest. Long days are shortening. We're beginning to see the fruit of the seeds we planted in the spring. What goals came to fruition this year? New moons are great moments for introspection. Is your harvest what you thought it would be? From spells we cast to our more subtle, intents, and well, actual gardens, it's time to see what our hard work has wrought. This new moon is a good time to enjoy those last lazy afternoons of summer. Taking in the rest of the season rejuvenates us and prepares us for the season of changing and shedding that is just around the corner. Mid and late afternoon energy is especially potent and a good time to spend lounging in the shade. But don't confuse this with the deep rest of the coming winter. This instead is that lazy half-sleep rest that allows us to make shapes of the clouds and dancers of dandelions. Speaking of harvest, yesterday morning I spent time in my backyard picking blackberries before the smoke rolls in from fires burning in the Pacific Northwest in Canada. In those moments of orange skies, I think of how little we know of our planet and its life cycle, and how much damage we've caused. I suppose I can't help but have climate change on the brain with all that's been happening this summer. Fires and floods, hurricanes and earthquakes, signs that elements are trying to strike balance. As witches, we might find ourselves particularly tuned into these chaotic energies as they sweep across our landscapes, our energies roiling and boiling as smoke and storm clouds churn across our skies. As stewards, our role to care for the land and its creatures is important here in how we can support our natural local cycles. From sustaining local flora and fauna to water usage, trash and air impacts. And in the days of change, we might go one step further, leaving out water for small animals on hot days or, you know, providing shelter for creatures when floodwaters rise. There was a great video of a guy who opened his garage and let all the little creatures in during a recent flood. And we must also learn to care for ourselves, our loved ones, and our communities. Social sciences are starting to prove that the effects of climate change and the impacts on our basic needs heightens the anger and violence in those most affected. After all, extreme times call for extreme measures. Evident even in the amount of division and divide we see today, climate change is taking a toll not only on our external landscapes, but our internal ones as well. In this way, the increased effects of war and violence add to the casualty of our changing world. As witches, we strive to be in tune with the cycle of seasons and life, the turning of the cosmic wheel. After the darkness comes dawn, and after the day, sunset lays the world to rest. In this, we must always find a moment to honor this cycle, this ebb and flow that we all experience. As always, we must go beyond thoughts and spells into actions and deeds. In that, consider how you might make an impact, from supporting climate legislation and initiatives to supporting the communities most directly impacted, whether obviously or in more subtle ways. So please join me here in a moment of balance that acknowledges collective grief and sorrow, while we also conjure our hope and move forward in action and determination of a better tomorrow. As a grove, we breathe in deeply, filling our lungs, pulling deep into our core, holding space there and then. And as we exhale out our sorrow, transforming and softening the edges. As the wheel turns, we inhale, calling forth our most potent, powerful, joyful memory, filling our bodies with the comfort of that moment, charging our atoms. And as we exhale, the wheel churns those feelings out into the world around us, woven into the fabrics of time and carried by the elements to those that need it most. May all in need find comfort in the energy of our grove. As we heal, so mote it be. With this new moon and the first Sunday Haven, we begin something new here. As a grove of witches gathering in community at the Atomic Hearth, having come to my witchy self during the rise of techno-witches, I am no stranger to mixing machines into magic, making a digital gathering space a unique reminder of those roots. And while we meet virtually, I like to believe that our ability to create community is only heightened as the web we weave in this grove spans mountains, rivers, lakes, plains, deserts, beaches, oceans, from stone to sky. As we gather as community, as a constellation of witches around the Atomic Hearth, a place where we can meet to share our experiences, stories, and wisdom, a way to pass on our lore and rekindle the power of shared stories of witch. When I think of witch, that deep part of us that is in tune, that can feel the energy and through intent shape reality, I think of it as a part of me that is deeply creature, of the earth and loam, of hoof tail, scale, and feather. And while I often craft and conjure solo, there is something potent about sharing that story, connecting our magics to weave a wider web. I believe when we can gather deeply in tune with that part of ourselves, we bring with us the ability to create and conjure a new way of being in community together, a way that mends fences and builds bridges, defining a new way forward, a balance of nature, human, and machine. Gathering virtually at the Atomic Hearth, we named this Sunday Haven because we want it to be just that, a haven, a way to step aside from the daily life, tap into your witch, while sharing in community. We'll gather here virtually every other Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and we will record the presentational portions to be released as Sunday Haven podcast episodes, just in case you miss it. You'll find that our layout is similar to the podcast, but we hope to also make it more relevant to the season and lunar cycle since it's recorded live. I'm delighted to say this also allows for more airtime for Jay and Alyssa as well. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate jumping in so quickly. You'll notice that there are moments of active participation, from meditations and community chat time to a focus on setting the intent for your personal practice. These segments provide more opportunity for us to come together, and we hope to expand them as our group grows. Today, we'll wrap our gathering 15 minutes of time where we invite you on video to share what you're working on or crafting, questions about your practice, wisdom that you've learned, or seasonal anecdote. For those listening later, we hope you can join us next time here at the Atomic Hearth. The Grove awaits.
Hey, witches. Alyssa here with some sustainable living tips, tricks, and thoughts for you. A disclaimer. The tips, tools, and suggestions I make may not suit everybody or everybody. I acknowledge that everyone has their journey, and sometimes certain sustainable living aspects may not suit that journey. It's not about perfection. It's about doing just a little bit better and allowing grace for those who are unable to.
So as witches, we serve as stewards of the land, and so we should be mindful about how we consume and dispose of everything that we consume. Most folks are familiar with the three R's of waste: reduce, reuse, and recycle. But I think we can go beyond just those to include concepts like rethink, repair, and repurpose. Let's start with the top, with the most favorite of these principles: rethink and reduce. They ask you to take a moment before hitting add to cart and assess if this is something you really need. I know that in modern day, we're all being seen things on Instagram and TikTok that are like, oh, this is a shiny object I really want. But every time I encounter something like that, I typically wait a day or two to feel it out and to see if this is something that is going to add value to my life, or if it's just something I kind of want in the moment. And if there is something I want, is there a sustainable way that I can achieve it? Can I buy it from a thrift store or from a local shop? Can I commission a friend to make something? As best I can, I avoid purchases from large online retailers in favor of options that are more sustainable and ethical. Next, we have reuse, repurpose, and repair. These all fall in the same sort of category for me. How do you keep using the items you already have? In our culture, it's easy to look at something that's old or damaged or that's just meant to be disposable and toss it away. By taking time and being a little creative and learning a few skills, you can keep many items out of the landfill. For example, I use so many jars in my spell work that were jam jars in a previous life that I'd just gotten from the grocery store. I take a little time to clean them, remove the labels, and voila! Something that would have just wound up in landfill now has a new life and a beautiful new purpose in my practice. I also highly recommend learning some basic sewing and crafting skills. Not only can you use these to repair clothes or broken items from your altar, but you can also integrate these skills into some creative spell work. Recycle is that last R that you should go to, and all of the other options have been exhausted, but it goes further than just tossing an item into the bin and calling it a day. Recycling and waste programs vary wildly from city to city, so you should make sure that you are following your local guidelines. You can also seek alternatives to what your city or county waste services offer. Some companies these days are even taking a closed-loop approach and reclaiming and recycling damaged products of theirs. Or there are privately owned recycling companies that go that extra mile to keep hard-to-recycle items out of the trash. And yes, I fully acknowledge that there is no perfect system, and that much of our recycling actually ends up in underserved parts of the world. But that's why it's vital that we as witches do what we can to keep things from becoming waste, and in turn, keep the earth a little cleaner.
Well, looking ahead, our next Sunday Haven is planned for Sunday, September 3rd, just following the super blue moon. And as always, what makes Atomic Witchcraft continue to thrive is all of you. So please join us again, engage us with your questions and thoughts anytime, and consider tossing a coin to your witches if you're able. For now, for a moment, let us hold our virtual hands a little tighter, then let go, to step back into our world. Our haven's now ended, and we hope our connections to our world and each other have deepened a bit further. As within, so without. As above, so below. As we part, so mote it be.
As we wrap today, the team at Atomic Witchcraft thanks you for listening. We are looking forward to exploring this new path with you and would love to connect via social media or Patreon. Linktree is in the bios. Access is always free, and we work to harbor a safe hearth for all. As above, so below. As within, so without. As we end, so we begin.